Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Larissa. We're two working moms
and real life friends
on the journey to improving our family's health.
We're digging through the facts and fads around living a cleaner, greener lifestyle
with plenty of cocktails.
Whether you've taken the plunge like Larissa
or just a little crunchy curious like Allison, this podcast's for you.
Welcome to the Crunchy Cocktail Hour.
Hi guys, this is Larissa, and as always, I'm here with Allison. Hey Allison.
Hi everyone.
So today, we want to talk about Turkey Day traditions. So Thanksgiving is upon us, and we thought it might be fun to talk through our own personal traditions, and also give you our best tips for staying healthy and on track during Thanksgiving. But before we get started, of course, we've got a cocktail. What are we drinking?
So this is one I've been pretty excited about. It's kind of a lightened up sort of Thanksgiving-y beverage. So what we've got is a Plum Thyme Prosecco cocktail. It sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty easy to make. I used a little bit of thyme from my garden, made a simple syrup with that thyme. Simple syrup, super easy to make. I'll put a recipe on silverlinedandwine.com. And then I muddled the plum and the simple syrup together with a little bit of lime juice and a tiny bit of club soda just to add like a little bit of liquid to it, and put that in a cocktail shaker, and then filled the rest of a beautiful champagne flute with Prosecco, and then topped it with a thyme sprig and a plum slice.
It's so pretty, and it totally makes me think of Thanksgiving because it's got like that wine plum color and beautiful yellow, and it's so
always
nice.
It's always appropriate to drink champagne in the morning. So like, I feel like a lot of people on Thanksgiving start super early.
Yeah.
And so it's like a breakfast beverage.
It's appropriate. You guys were recording well before noon. And if you are wondering if we drink whenever it is that we record, morning or night, we do.
We do.
So cheers to today's topic.
Cheers to Thanksgiving.
Cheers to Thanksgiving. So you know what's so interesting to me is that we are both from elsewhere outside of the United States. Mm-hmm. You were born in Canada, and I know Canada has its own Thanksgiving on a separate day. And
it
so
does.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. But for those of you that don't know, I am also from Russia. And so for both of us, American Thanksgiving is something we've adopted.
It's new.
It's different for us, and not something that we've always had. So tell me about Canadian Thanksgiving. Tell me about how that differs for you with American Thanksgiving. What do you guys do for the holidays?
So Canadian Thanksgiving is in October, and the traditions are pretty similar. I should probably look into exactly what the tradition, like what the history behind Thanksgiving is, but I didn't in advance. So I will maybe put that in the show notes. So for Canadian Thanksgiving, excuse me. For Canadian Thanksgiving, we often will do a turkey, but we'll sometimes weave in some more traditional things. So tortiere is a traditional French Canadian dish. It's essentially a meat pie. I feel like every culture has a meat pie. I feel like it's a thing. Like pot pie, there's the tortiere, there's something from everything.
I mean, being Russian, we have meat everything, but not pie.
There's no meat pie, like a meat, even if it's like a hand pie or something.
No.
There's nothing.
I can't think of anything, but that it might exist.
If we find out. Put it in the show notes.
Done.
Since we moved here, we celebrate both Thanksgivings, and it was always really helpful you know, when we were younger and we would travel back to Canada for Canadian Thanksgiving. Of course, we didn't get the holiday here, but at least we could go up and it would be, we wouldn't have to deal with that Thanksgiving traffic down here. And it's nice because Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. So getting to.
Even though you don't know why.
I don't know what
it's
we're
about.
Celebrating. No, I
doesn't
should.
Doesn't matter. Reason to drink and eat. I'll take it any time of year.
I love it. So now what we typically do is this past Thanksgiving was my baby shower around Canadian Thanksgiving for Claire. And so my family came down here and it was really special. We had some friends and family mixed together and it was just this big celebration. It was
nice.
So much fun. And then American Thanksgiving we tend to spend with Kyle's family because we'll get our Canadian Thanksgiving.
Well, that's kind of nice that you don't necessarily have to share that holiday because so many people are traveling from house to house to house. So you can kind of like be settled all
in
one place.
Which is nice. But what's interesting about our Thanksgiving is we don't eat at like 2 the way most people do.
We don't either.
We eat at dinner time, which I feel like is odd.
Same. We maybe eat earlier than dinner time, but like the whole thing of like, let's start at 2 or 1 or whatever.
No.
Or like, I eat one Thanksgiving at 10 a.m. and then the next Thanksgiving at 4 p.m. Like, I can't.
I just couldn't do that. So I feel like we've lost a lot of you there, because I know most people in the States eat around like 2. So I apologize that we are not on that same trajectory.
You're going to hate all our tips,
then. I know. Yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully they are still helpful. But yeah, we eat regular dinner time.
And so do you have kind of traditional Thanksgiving food, American Thanksgiving food?
We do. To
on either one?
On both. Okay. So sometimes, like, for Christmas, we'll often do ham, but for Thanksgiving, I feel like we're, like, all turkey all the way.
Yes.
But I am completely blessed with a father who's an amazing chef.
Love.
And so he does this beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving spread. And it's, some of it's healthy and some of it's not healthy, but we'll get into some of that. But it's just beautiful. And it's, he'll experiment with different recipes. So sometimes it's not always the same thing. There's like the traditional things that like grandma always made.
Sure.
You have to have those.
Right.
And ours is a potato dish.
Okay.
Which is, oh my God, I have to make it for you because you're never going to eat it. No, you would never eat it. It's hash browns.
Okay.
A can of chicken or a cream of mushroom soup.
Okay.
What else is in it? All sorts of like, okay, so dairy,
it's like
deliciousness.
It's like a mishmash casserole of exactly what I tell you to stay away from.
Yeah, exactly. At every table. All of the sodium.
Like just everything. Okay.
All
of the ingredients.
It's so delicious. And I can't eat it. I can't eat it right now.
Okay, so I know this isn't your first Thanksgiving with restrictions, because you started to go on some of the restrictions last Thanksgiving.
Wait, like, before we get to that, I want to hear your traditions.
Okay, so I don't have any.
But I think you do. They're just different.
So my family kind of adopted Thanksgiving as another way to just have an excuse for a family dinner.
Just there.
And we do dinner. And not kind of anything early. So my family and Bill's family live about an hour and some apart. Until we got married, and actually after, until we had kids, we always spent Thanksgiving apart. Thanksgiving is the only.
Really?
Yeah. So we are two different religions, so we don't share any holidays. And so that's always easy, because we don't have to, you know, Bill celebrates Christmas and I don't. So we don't ever have to share that. So we always do those holidays with his family, all the Jewish holidays with my family. Thanksgiving is the only thing we share. So until we had kids, we just always split up for Thanksgiving. He would go to his parents, and I would stay with my mom. And I know he had a ton of traditions, you know, at his house with, you know, they just had to do like a smorgasbord of like pickins. And I think his dad actually makes ham. And he every year used to play like with his friends in a Thanksgiving football game.
Oh, nice.
And that type of stuff. And then once we had kids, we kind of said, well, we all want to be together. And my favorite Thanksgiving tradition, which is not a Thanksgiving tradition at all, is that most years, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we go to Jamaica.
Oh, all right. That is an amazing tradition.
That's my favorite Thanksgiving tradition, is that we leave and we go somewhere warm. So because we like to do that most years, and we've started to get back to that even.
Because it's just you and Bill,
just
not
us.
The kids, right?
So even, like, we've started to get back into that even now that we've had the kids. So it makes sense for us to stay local so that we can, you know, my mom takes the kids for us and we'll fly off to Jamaica. And so the last few years we've spent it with my family. So, you know, again, we're Russian. So when we started doing this, when we started celebrating Thanksgiving, it was just like the normal food that we eat. It's kind of like Russian tradition. So there's meat and potatoes and, like, I don't know, strange Russian dishes that other people wouldn't eat. Bill's most disgusted thing, like the thing he's most disgusted by that we eat, is what he refers to as pig's feet pudding, or pig's feet jello, I think he calls it. So,
oh my gosh, so is it a gelatin with meat? Because that
is
one thing that just
it is.
Turns
it's so good, Allison.
No.
So if you use pig's feet And you, so normally if you use like a piece of chicken or something and you can make a soup out of it, if you use pig's feet and then you put that soup, that broth in the fridge or freezer, I think it's fridge, it will gelatin.
Wait, so you don't have to add a gelatin to it. It's just like its own fat rendering?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then my mom puts like a bay leaf in it and some carrots and pieces of chicken. And
so you have to chew it?
You eat it like a jello and it's so good.
Is it cold?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we eat lots of weird stuff like that that the average person doesn't eat in a day, let alone on Thanksgiving. But then I feel like as time went on, and I have cousins who join us for Thanksgiving who were born in the United States and are more Americanized. So not that I'm not, but we started adding in more of the like more traditional Thanksgiving stuff like cranberry sauce and turkey and all that type of stuff. So now it's kind of like a hodgepodge.
And I feel like that's what happens with most families,
yeah,
right? It's just
you all make like family favorites plus Thanksgiving favorites and things like that. So the tradition is really that we just get together for a family dinner. It's usually later in the day and it's like any other dinner. There's my family is not so much a football family. Obviously Bill is, some of my cousins are, so they'll do that. But it's a pretty lazy day to just kind of get together, and then I leave for Jamaica.
Which I love.
Which
it.
I'm going to adopt that tradition. Happening this year, which makes me so sad. Oh, no. But maybe I'll just make it happen at the last minute. I don't know.
The other thing that we do Thanksgiving multiple days. Like it doesn't matter to us if the actual day of Thanksgiving.
Oh, interesting.
Well, because my brother splits custody of his daughter, so like some days or we might not get her on actual Thanksgiving, so we'll do it the day after. And that doesn't have to be a day.
That's something that we've talked about too. Like if we don't leave one year to go to Jamaica, maybe say this year, and we do want to try to do Thanksgiving with both families because we don't split up anymore for it. Maybe having one or the other, but
some people are like, really big on the day.
Yeah,
I
feel like
you're
making
Thanksgiving alone.
Right, you're making someone move their Thanksgiving for you, and so we don't really want to do that. So.
We're super lucky that our family's comfortable with that.
Literally every year we're like, where are we going to go for Thanksgiving? It's like the only holiday that we have a problem with. We're like, where do we go? And whenever we do have Jamaica, it's just easy to be local because we fly out locally.
Would you ever host and have both
families? We hosted one year.
It's just a lot, especially with two kids.
We hosted one year, but like our families are just so different, I guess. I don't know. Not that they don't get along or anything, but I don't know. I think
it's a tradition. Everybody has their tradition.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask people to kind of remove themselves from what they're used to and like do something totally new. So I don't know. We work it out year by year. We kind of go through it. So, but real quick, coming back, tell me about restrictions this year.
So this is actually the second year that I will have had restrictions because Claire was born November 7th of last year, so of 2016. And then we recognized the dairy allergy pretty quickly. So by the time Thanksgiving rolled around, or I might be mixing up Thanksgiving and Christmas, but either way, we'd already started to eliminate at least dairy.
Yep.
And that was when it felt a little overwhelming because it was the first time I've ever really had a restrictive diet. And I wasn't, like, it felt like it was in everything. It's definitely in everything Thanksgiving related.
Definitely.
So, it was definitely a bit of a challenge. So, I'm lucky enough that everybody comes to us now for holidays. We have, a house that can accommodate family. And then my dad will bring all of his stuff to cook over.
Perfect.
And cook in my kitchen. So he just made sure that there were things that I could eat. I did things like I would own a dish and make sure that it was something that I could have so that, or if it was things like potatoes, we just have cheese or sour cream
like or on the
butter
side
on the
or
side
something.
And people can add it.
Perfect.
And so it definitely wasn't as big of an issue as I thought it was going to be, as it felt.
Of course.
What I mean?
And it was so new for you then.
Yeah. But it wasn't so bad. So this year, there's more restrictions, of course. But this is also the first year that Claire will be able to eat like real food. Yeah. So she'll have the turkey and the potatoes and the vegetables and all that kind of stuff.
Real quick, because we've had a development. I know on one of our first episodes, yes, you told us everything Claire is allergic to, and you've got something to add to the list now, which is So give me the spiel again and give me the new one, because I feel like maybe every few episodes we'll add something.
No.
I hope not.
No, we will not.
I hope not. And I'm going to cross fingers and knock wood and everything else, but give me the spiel and the addition.
Yeah. So since we last recorded, Claire actually had an allergic reaction that we ended up in the hospital with, and it was to bananas.
What?
It was to bananas. And so it was one of those things where you're like, nobody's allergic to bananas.
But they told you it's not uncommon.
It's not that uncommon.
I have never heard of this in my life.
It's this family of trees. So it's latex trees are the same family as banana trees, and there's like a couple of other things. And it's a relatively common allergy.
Yeah.
So anyway, because of that development, we ended up back at the allergist to figure out if these are things that I should continue to cut out of my diet or like what's going on with the allergy. And we had all of our allergies confirmed. So now it is dairy. Oh my gosh, dairy, peanuts, tree nuts,
soy.
Oh my gosh, I'm missing something. Bananas. What is the other thing?
Oh, I don't
know. Eggs. And so now we are all set up with an EpiPen, and we have like our emergency response plan. And you know, it kind of made it a bit more real.
Yeah.
You know, having all of that and, you know, what to do if there's an anaphylactic response and those types of things. But bananas. I mean,
what is that?
Who's allergic to bananas?
The good news is it's not confirmed that she will have these allergies forever.
No.
And you'll keep checking back in. I was totally kidding and hope we don't add anything to this list.
No,
but
more.
I feel like if we do, we'll keep telling the list.
Yes.
But
with the restrictions with Thanksgiving, I think because it's a little adorable baby where I'm like, don't put these things in the food or else this poor little thing gets sad. It makes it so people listen to the allergy.
Yes. And I will tell you that given that Allison can't eat anything and her baby can't eat anything, she's a fantastic resource for you. So if you have questions, definitely reach out to her. You can email her directly at Allison@crunchycocktailhour.com. And I know you'd be happy to give some of your kind of more customized tips if somebody has a very specific question or, I don't know, brands of things that you might buy that you know are safe and made of air.
Happy to help with all of that. I'll probably do a post on Silver Lined in Wine just about sort of the process of figuring out allergies. And then on Pinterest, I have so many recipes of things that have nothing in them that are still delicious.
Maybe start a board of those. I think that'd be interesting to do.
So if people are interested.
So check out at Crunchy Cocktail Hour on Pinterest as well. Allison will put that board up as well and continue to add to it as, you know, you try things and you know that they're good and made of air.
Yes, made of air. So how about you? So I had these restrictions last year, but this is your first year being essentially a pescatarian.
Yes.
So how are you managing that?
So I think I don't know what I'm going to do. So again, mine is very much by choice. And Bill and I have always kind of said, you know, our restrictions are chosen. They're not required. We still want to continue to live life. And if we really want something, we have it. So I'm not a huge turkey person anyway, but...
Which is crazy to me. It's my favorite.
I don't know. Like, I like all the sides more, like the salads and all that kind of stuff. I like love picking.
Wait, I'm sorry. Part of Thanksgiving are the salads.
Well, I love
picking. Isn't she the worst?
I didn't say they were healthy salads.
Okay.
My mom makes this phenomenal, and it's a Russian dish as well. It's a beet salad, so it's like,
oh, I love beets.
Everything is cubed, so this is gonna sound kind of funny, but it's and everything's cooked, so it's beets, potatoes, pickles,
ooh,
carrots, and it's just kind of a like a beautiful red delicious salad with a crunchy pickle surprise. It's
okay, that
really
sounds amazing.
And literally my kids call it pickle surprise. They like eat it for like the little surprise crunch. Yeah. It's really cute. So I love like picking at things, so I think I will just kind of make a judgment call on Thanksgiving. If something looks really good to me and I want to eat it, I just will. And if I don't, I just won't.
But you don't cook the Thanksgiving
meal. No, I usually bring something. The last couple of years, I've done like a, for from scratch cranberry sauce type of thing. So,
which is delicious.
Yeah, it's just like more sauce. Of what my mom usually hosts. So whatever she needs, I bring. But yeah, I'm not the main cook. She doesn't allow me to do that.
Even because she'd be worried you wouldn't cook.
Even
meat.
The year I hosted, she came over and was like, "Get out of my way." I was like, "Here's the spoons. Here's the stuff." I don't know.
I love that. I love when people feel comfortable enough to cook in your kitchen.
Totally.
That's my favorite.
Totally. Or when they don't trust you enough to just shove you out of the way and do it themselves.
There's a bit of that. Yeah.
She's not controlling. That's not where I get it from.
I have to meet your mom because you guys sound like two peas in a pod. In the most delightful way.
We're something together. So, okay. So why don't we talk a little bit about kind of our tips for a healthier Thanksgiving, like little things you can do. And I know that people are pretty set in their ways with some of their traditions, mm-hmm. and they love their traditions. But if you're someone that's recently made a healthy resolution about something, or you have allergies or whatever it may be, where you want to be more mindful on the day.
Or you just don't want to feel gross.
Yeah, or you're having four Thanksgivings.
Yes.
That you're driving to house to house to house. So
there's so many days like at the end of Thanksgiving where you're like, I just feel.
Oh, you need
a shower and like, oh, yeah, total detox.
Like you just came out of a fryer and smell like a turkey.
You don't want to feel that way anymore.
No. So this is, I will tell you my top one, and this is my biggest one, is, and especially because some people eat late, some people eat early. Do not skip breakfast, and if even later, do not skip lunch. I feel like it's a mindset to say, like, I'm not going to eat anything because I want to have room later. But then you pig out, you eat too fast because you're so hungry, and then you just feel like crap.
Yeah.
So whatever time you're eating, I've never heard of anyone having breakfast Thanksgiving. So, like, eat breakfast. Eat a normal breakfast. I'm not saying, like, have some huge meal, but, like, eat something. And so that way, by the time you get to the Thanksgiving table, whenever that is, or your second or third or whatever Thanksgiving table, that you're not so ravenous that you're just all over all the food.
And something you can do is make your breakfast part of your traditions.
Yes.
So you've got your family there anyway, and I love me a good brunch, but you can do a healthy brunch and just set out the food and let people sort of come down in their PJs and have coffee sitting at the table and sort of start your day.
Definitely.
I love that. Definitely. It's my favorite.
So that would be one of my first ones. What's something that you like to do?
So I try to keep a little bit active. Okay. And this is one where people are going to be like, yeah, right. and even if it's just, you've got your family there, and that's my favorite part about Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so making the best of that time. There's going to be a lull where the turkey's in the oven and everybody's sort of prepped their dish. Yeah. So find something that you can start as a tradition. There's turkey trots, not my speed.
No.
I think they're great. Like if you like,
I think
running,
they're awesome, but they're like too overcrowded for me.
It's not my thing.
And there's running involved.
Not happening here. But I do, like you were saying, with Bill's family, I love those flag football games.
Yeah.
You get all the kids out there.
Even if you are one to, like, sit on the grass and watch or whatever, bundled up with a cup of coffee, whatever it may be. Like,
Just being outside.
And like,
not sitting around with all of the snacks out.
Yeah. But disclaimer, leave someone at home to watch the turkey in the oven. Don't leave the house
Good disclaimer.
I'm just saying.
But another one that we tend to do is going for walks. So yeah. I feel like Thanksgiving's always one of those times a year where all you need is, like, you just feel bundled.
Yes.
And it's cozy feeling.
Yes.
Just go for a walk around the neighborhood. You can have some of your best conversations with your family when you do that.
Yep.
I love that. So I just try and stay a little bit mobile. I don't veg in front of the TV because that's when you start to, like, the appetizers come out and you just start snacking.
And it's an easy day to do that because it's meant to kind of be a lazier day, right? Where you don't have anything to do. You don't have anywhere to go. You're kind of, well, some people have somewhere to go, but it's just a lazier day wherever you are.
Yep.
So
just those small little ways to keep active. Yeah. The other thing you can do, like we were saying, start off your day right. If you're into yoga in any way, shape, or form, even if your family's not that into yoga, you can just suggest maybe doing a little bit of a vinyasa flow in the morning. I'm lucky enough that my mom is really fantastic at yoga and my sister-in-law is amazing at yoga. And so just get those folks to work you through a flow and try different things. And maybe you'll get a laugh of grandma trying downward dog, but like you're going to feel a bit better afterwards.
True. And you can always find, like, if you don't know what you're doing and you want to try it, like there's tons of YouTube videos, usually like on demand, whoever you have your cable with, they have like a little bit of a fitness channel and you can do like a 10 minute something, you know, even for the laughs, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's a thing. It's just
doing
fun.
Something together, like for the laughs.
Yeah, I love that one.
So the actual meal, right? You know, you mentioned that you host. I mentioned I go somewhere. But I think there's opportunities either way to kind of make a meal a little bit healthier. I mean, I think some people are used to having the, you know, the yams with the marshmallows or like the green bean casserole that is not healthy for you in any way, even though it starts with the word green beans. But, you know, if you are going somewhere, you have an opportunity to bring something and that's your opportunity to make it a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
And I love to bring something that's like my favorite thing because then I'll know it's a little bit healthier and then I feel great about eating it. Or if you're hosting, then that's your opportunity to make it healthier and tough nuggies to everyone because that's what they're eating.
And you'll be surprised that if you do a lighter dish of something, people are not going to complain. It often tastes better. I think we just look at traditional dishes and we're like, yeah, well, we've always had that, so we have to continue to have that. But do you know anybody that really loves green bean casserole?
No, but people keep making it.
And I don't get that.
Do you like the yams with the marshmallows?
Mm-mm.
I don't think marshmallows are food.
I don't think they're good. I like a good charred marshmallow. Like on when you're roasting marshmallows.
Yeah,
okay. I light that sucker on fire.
Do you know
fire.
What kind of marshmallows I like? And they only come a certain time of year and we'll buy like a bag. Is the coconut covered ones. Those are really, really good.
Oh my God.
No, it's disgusting.
Between the gelatin and the coconut marshmallows, I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
So you don't want me to tell you how, like, one of my favorite things to eat is, like, chicken heart stew or cow tongue.
No.
Or
and
so
there
much,
goes everybody that was listening.
So much liver. I haven't eaten any of those things in quite a while because they don't necessarily jive with the things I'm restricting. But they're my favorite foods, things that I grew up with.
Oh, my God.
So good.
That's so gross.
So I will also add that, like, all the favorite foods we talk about, there is a way to make them all healthier. Like the mac and cheeses and the casseroles and the stuffings and all that. There is a healthier way to do all of those.
Yeah, and like some quick hits is just instead of cooking with butter, try coconut oil.
Yep.
You can buy many gallon tubs of it.
Or depending on what you're making, applesauce.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like that. And then the biggest killer for me at Thanksgiving is the salt. Because
salt.
Then I know you love salt.
Do you know what I'm known for is putting salt in my hand and just similar to the,
to
yes,
the margarita?
My daughter does it now. I have a friend from college that adopted that habit from me, and he will also put sea salt in his hand and just.
That's not normal.
But so good.
But also, you don't drink enough water to eat that much salt. Maybe that's part of what
Fair.
It is. Maybe you need to hydrate more.
I mean, I know I need to hydrate more. I am.
There's a good tip.
99% vanilla latte every day in my body.
So healthy.
1%, I don't know what. Maybe water.
Margaritas.
1% Prosecco, 99% vanilla latte.
So healthy. I love it. I'm like 80% LaCroix. So that's it. The other thing is with like gravies and cranberry sauce and any. Pretty much any dish you're making, if one of the ingredients calls for something that comes in a can, go another route.
Yeah. No.
Like
that's
pretty much all the
that's
time.
But that's a great tip, right? Like if you, even if you just sub one ingredient, a main ingredient that's an unhealthy ingredient for a healthy ingredient, that is a win.
Mm-hmm.
That is now a healthier dish. It might not be a healthy dish, but it is now a healthier dish.
And especially with gravy, I feel a lot of people think that making gravy from scratch is complicated. It is so not.
It's so easy.
Use those turkey drippings and a little, you can make a little bit of a roux. You can even make a healthy roux and mix that in there. You can get, from my perspective, the best gravy, especially if you're putting nice herbs and spices on that turkey.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This sounds like a really good recipe for silverliningwine.com. That's like up your alley
All
for
right.
the gravy.
I'll
do that.
Because I love me a good gravy. But I actually don't like gravy from a can, so it's easy for me to say that,
yeah.
But it's so much better when you make it yourself,
yeah.
And so much better for you.
I will tell you, it's almost a confession for me, I feel like, is I will tell you, I used to like the cranberry sauce out of the can before I knew better. I'm a texture person, and I'm the opposite of what you think a texture person to be like, because I like weird texture. So like all the pig's feet jellos, yes, and whatever, like I like that. I like desserts that are like the panna cottas and all that kind of stuff. I like that texture. And so I used to like it, but now that I know better, yes, I do different.
Yeah, and cranberry sauce from a can, definitely not good for you.
No, and it comes out in just one lump. I mean, I'm sorry if you love it, and I used to love it, so.
Because the weirdest thing is people serve it and they just slice it. I get it, like, it's super easy, but cranberry sauce, you can make a really good cranberry sauce.
It's so fun to make, because you put the cranberries in and they like pop, mm-hmm, and stuff. It's
that's
so
a good one to
good
make with kids, which
definitely.
I think,
oh, maybe I'll do that with them this year.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, so that brings up another great one, which is like, make it a family event. So I think, forget Thanksgiving, I think all the time, I think cooking with your kids when they're like at the right age, you can get those like special stools or whatever, mm-hmm, to put them up against the counter so that they're safe.
Stand. I don't have one of those yet. So maybe if you can grab the link to that and put it in the show.
Absolutely,
notes.
Absolutely. So your kids can safely stand at the counter with you and cook with you. I think it's great for so many reasons. I mean, it teaches kids to make food, to not be afraid of cooking. It makes them feel like big helpers, which they love to do. And, you know, I come from a family where, like, my mom did everything for me. And I embarrassingly, like, could not cook an egg. Like, my mom would give me my food when I was, like, 15, 16, 17 years old, and it would be cut up for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not lying.
Larissa's an only child, in case you were wondering.
I am an only child of, like, an amazing mother, and she outdid herself in a lot of ways that handicapped me in a lot of ways. And so I want to do something, like, God love her. I don't fault her for that in any way, but I want to be able to teach my kids to have a healthier relationship with food and to not be afraid to cook, because once I did get out on my own, I was afraid to cook. I mm-hmm. like, didn't know
you
how
didn't
to
know
do it
doing.
And like,
I mean, you were still eating cut up pieces of food.
I didn't even know how to use a knife.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
No, I'm kidding. I knew how to use a knife. Okay, don't take it so far. But I was afraid. I was afraid to experiment for a long time. I was like relegated to like the exact recipe and exact measurements in a cookbook, like for fear out of completely messing it up.
And that's how I am. I am not that way at all.
And but so
I can mess up a recipe really easily that way, but you know.
So like doing stuff with your kids, yeah, especially for the holidays, it makes for a nice tradition. And then separately, it's just kind of like, cooking with your kids is just an awesome thing to do.
Yeah.
And they find it so fun to be big helpers.
They do. They just love it.
They like when you eat it, you like tell your family members, you know, Max and Melina helped me make this. And they're like so proud of themselves and mm-hmm. stuff. So that's a really, really good one to do. What was the thing you were telling me about a rainbow plate?
So this is one I just generally try to do when I'm cooking. So a big part of Thanksgiving is the aesthetic of the table, right? Like, so many people put a lot of time into the place cards or the centerpieces and the way that the table setting looks, and then they put everything gray on their food, like, on the plate, right? Because it's mashed potatoes are white, yeah, turkey's, like, kind of a disgusting yeah. color, gravy's brown, like, and the only thing that adds yeah. color is the cranberry sauce. So if you really want to make a healthier plate, you can just make a more beautiful plate. Yep. So we often do, like you were saying, a beet dish. We'll do a carrot dish. We'll do a more fresh green bean dish. And then you just get this beautiful array of color on the plate.
I love that.
It's beautiful. And it's a little bit healthier. And it's delicious. Like, there are some fantastic just basic veggie dishes yeah. out there. You roast it with garlic.
Yeah.
A little
and
bit
you want to pick all day?
Much.
Pick at that stuff.
Yes.
Because that's okay to pick out.
Oh, always have, like, a crudité out. Always.
Love that. And actually, you know, speaking of kind of having the little apps and me loving to pick at things, one of the things you can do, too, is use a smaller plate and kind of go lighter on the apps, unless, mm-hmm. like, that's more your shtick and you're not going to have more of, like, the heavy, heavy dinner. But having a smaller plate kind of leaves you less room to pile things on.
See, I struggle with that one, though. I agree that I yeah. think that's a good piece of advice. But for me, like I was saying about the aesthetic,
yeah,
like somebody set that table and you can't really always choose your plate.
Fair.
But if you can,
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and I'm gonna say one more. It's gonna be super, super unpopular, especially for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Don't eat in front of the TV.
But I don't feel like people. Is that a thing?
Because of football, so you'll get like a
dinner. You sit.
Some people do, okay. Some people don't. Some people are so into the football. Everyone's kind of, like, I've seen lots of different ways. Some people are, like, just all over the couch and the floor with their plates and they're watching football, or they're, like, standing in the kitchen eating apps, watching the game. The reason I say that, and maybe if you're being more conscious about it, but the reason I say that is, like, in general, eating in front of the TV, and I'm guilty of doing it too, eating in front of the TV, you don't taste your food. You don't realize how much you're eating. You keep eating and don't realize that you're full. There's just lots of stuff around it that's kind of like not creating a non-healthy relationship with the food. Like, it's just, you just won't realize how much you're consuming, and you won't really have to like have brain space to enjoy the food.
Interesting. See, I didn't even realize that was something people did, because I'm used to the big long table with everybody there.
And yeah.
Christmas crackers.
You like your family. Not everybody likes their family. Like some people are looking for any excuse to like zone out elsewhere.
Well, I feel like it's avoiding conflict in some ways.
Yes.
But I could see that.
Fair.
All right. So question for you.
Yes.
Now that you are reducing your meat, are you going to try tofurkey at all?
No.
No.
No. And here's why. And I'll tell you to always be careful with those. There's like, there's turducken and there's tofurkey. And it's like, you know, a duck and a turkey and a chicken or whatever. All of those things are processed because they're not real. And so with process comes preservative. With process comes high sodium. With process comes not
gross.
Real food.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, I would be careful with those types of things. I know it's one day, and so take that with a grain of salt. And I know you're not
margarita salt.
Oh, you have to throw that in every time. I guess still funny.
Funny to me.
So, you know, it's one day. So if you really like it, you know, and you're not eating your turducken or tofurkey or whatever it is on a daily basis, totally fine. But just be aware.
Just be
like
conscious.
It's not a real food. It's a processed food. So.
Yeah. And there's a couple of foods that seem healthy. Like, I think you mentioned before, green bean casserole and things like that. Or, like, the yams with the marshmallows.
Yeah.
There are some delicious recipes you can do with green beans and delicious recipes you can do with yams.
Yeah.
That are not so disgusting for you.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things, too, is I know everyone's got their traditions, but times are changing. People are getting more healthier. People are more conscious. And don't be afraid to throw new traditions in, whether it's food traditions or otherwise. Like, whether this year you want to suggest to your family that you want to go for a walk in the morning, or you want to do that flag football game or ride a bike. I won't be suggesting that because I'm not sure I know how to ride a bike. But that's a different story.
Okay, we're going to have to get to the bottom of that
I'm pretty sure the last time I rode a bike was, like, in the eighth grade. And I remember kind of, like, going sideways.
But isn't this saying, like, that you, once you've ridden a bike, like, you always know how? What is the saying?
It's like riding a bike.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try. I won't. But
you ride the Peloton. That counts.
That's stationary.
It still counts. It's a bike.
But in general, don't be afraid to introduce a new tradition. Don't be afraid to bring a recipe that you, or a dish that you normally make, but in a different, like, you know, made in a different way. Don't be afraid to suggest a new tradition for you to do as a family or with your friends or whoever you spend Thanksgiving with. You'll find that people are pretty receptive to it and, you know, are excited for something new.
Mm-hmm. And they say that it takes 3 full weeks to develop a habit. I think you had mentioned that.
Yeah.
But it also, for our family, what we say is that it takes 3 years to make something a tradition. That's it. So if you start this year, in 3 years, it'll be something your family will say,
oh, they're just
we've
so
always
used to
been
it.
Doing that.
I love it.
And so it just becomes ingrained in your family lore.
I like that.
Yeah.
And to that point, right, like, it does take a while to create a habit. And, you know, I don't think any habits are broken in a single Thanksgiving day. But just be mindful of that. You know, if you are living a little bit of a healthier lifestyle or trying to watch what you eat or those types of things, don't let it all go on that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to come back from, or, like, the next day.
And then you feel gross. Like,
you don't feel as, I will tell you, when I was going through my journey of kind of eating healthier, when I had those moments of weakness where I was like, oh, I want the fast food or whatever it is, like, I have immediate regret because your body's no longer used to it or used to eating that way or used to eating that much, and you won't feel well.
No.
So I would just say, you know, don't let it all go on that day. I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself, because you should. It's a special day. It's time with family. But see what things that you can keep in line with however you're living your life in that moment.
I know we probably got to wrap up, but there is something that you will recognize is glaringly missing from our obvious healthy what? Tips and tricks for Thanksgiving. One of the things you see all over the place is they're like, be careful of drinking your calories. We didn't touch on that.
No.
Because
that's your tip of if you can't eat anything, drink it.
Drink it.
Yes.
I mean, you definitely can find healthier recipes for things for like cocktails you want to make, but I'm sorry. Drinking is a big part of Thanksgiving for me.
Well, that's fine. If you drink enough, you're going to be full, and then you won't eat any of the green bean casserole.
That's true. That's
so true. I don't know which is worse.
I don't know. I like my cocktail. And I'll always do a themed cocktail, something that's, something that feels holiday-y.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to keep doing that.
Can I tell you another confession?
Of course.
And I don't think I'll be doing that this year. But you know how they tell you to take the skin off of everything? Because that makes it infinitely healthier.
Yes.
Turkey, chicken, whatever. It's my favorite part.
I mean, the skin is delicious. It's
and
crunchy.
I will... I'm a skin thief.
You will steal other people's skin?
I will.
So gross.
I don't like steal skin off people's plates, but I will like, I'll just do a walk by and like a skin pull.
Oh yeah.
Or like, one of my girlfriends, she used to host every year like a Friendsgiving, mm-hmm. and they would make like a giant turkey and like a fryer and whatever. And I would just take, I mean, it was a big turkey because it was a big party. And I would just take, walk by and take gobs of skin. Just, I'm motioning it for Allison right now. Just,
it's not pretty.
It's
definitely
so
not
good.
Pretty. I know, it's so good. But that's literally like the worst thing out there. Because it's also got all that salt in it. It's just not good for you. But
it's so crispy
good.
And delicious.
But I think that's like the main message is it is one day.
It is one day.
But if you're, if you are
and I'm
making
a crazy control freak and there are days I just let things go and it's fine and it's okay.
Yes, there's no problem with it. But if you are wanting to make healthier choices, there's about a million ways to do that. So don't feel like you have to throw away your healthy eating if you don't want to. But
yes,
if you do, like we said, it's one day.
It's one day.
And eat the casserole.
And just to kind of to wrap up and close, I feel like we've talked about a lot of different things and things that we do and some of our tips. But again, right back to what you were just saying, you know, it takes a while to make a habit. It takes much less time to break the habit. Stick with some things if you can in terms of your kind of healthy lifestyle if you're trying to live more that way on that day. Bring your family into it. People will be supportive, right? Maybe the whole family doesn't want to go on a walk with you, but someone does, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe someone, not everybody wants to do yoga with you in the morning, but someone does. Maybe most people want to pile up in front of the TV and watch the game, but someone might want to hang with you at the table and
or
have
a
chat
game.
Or play a board game, whatever it is. And don't be afraid to create those new traditions. People will be receptive and they'll be interested in doing something new and fun. And if they're your family and your friends, they'll want to support you in whatever that you're doing.
That's absolutely true.
So I think that's it for our Turkey Day episode.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend if you're going to Jamaica right after. I'll be concocting ways that I can convince my mom to take the kids and do that this year. Maybe like a shorter period of time.
Wishful thinking.
I know, wishful thinking.
Well, we mentioned a few things that will be in the show notes at crunchycocktailhour.com. So anything that we mentioned throughout the episode, we'll just throw those links in there as well. And as always, if you could hit the subscribe button, and if you like what you hear, we would love to hear reviews. We'd love to hear from you.
Leave us some love notes in the form of a review.
We would not mind.
We would love that. And if you have some amazing healthy Thanksgiving recipes, send them our way.
We'd love that.
Either leave them as comments in the show notes so everybody can see them. Or send them to us an email at hello@crunchycocktailhour.com.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook or Instagram. We're all over the place because we're always looking for new recipes. And Allison, you mentioned that you'll load up Pinterest with some of your favorite allergy-focused foods.
I will.
And so check that out. And again, have a happy holiday, guys, and see you next week.
See you next week. Bye, everyone.